Lee Johnson. Lee, a 0-0 draw tonight. Give us your reaction to it.
I have to say I'm pleased. I know that you probably shouldn't be pleased with the point, but I knew it was a tough game. I knew coming here after a tough game Saturday was going to be emotionally draining, and I changed the shape. Did it work? Probably not, in my opinion, so I have to take a little bit on the chin then, but I changed it pretty quickly. Sam done a job, of course. Ideally, you don't want Sam right of a three up front. But I thought he'd done well, and the minute we went back to the 4-3-3, I thought we was good then. I thought we kept the ball moving much better. It was natural angles. The midfield three then all of a sudden start getting involved and start getting on the ball. And from then on, we was okay. The keeper's dug us out a couple of times, there's no doubt in that. But that's what he's there to do. And I think he saved us a couple of points already in this run. And he's probably saved us a couple of points today. But we had a couple of opportunities. We had some, got in some decent areas, got down the inside left very well, but didn't quite have the end product. But I have to say, in the big scheme of things, that's a decent point in my eyes.
Yeah, coming into the game, you talked about taking ownership of games, dominating the ball. Overall, you touched on the chances there. Were you satisfied overall that there were enough chances in the game to ever suggest that there's a likely winner here?
Well, no, not really. I mean, it took a lot of energy from us, myself and Tommy Wright. Certainly at half time, we felt we had to liven a few up. Midget hairdryer came out. Not in a bad way, but it was just a case of waking people up and saying, look, would you want to come all this way and go home and only have 15, 20 touches each? No, you've got to get 50 each. Get on the ball, get the ball moving. Break their lines, they're a rigid 4-4-2, make sure that we play out from the back. Pearson should start dictating the game. Conor Hourihan, get the rotations in. And we've done that very well. I was pleased with that. But it was just the next phase. We never got in there enough with enough quality. But that will come. Do you know what I mean? You have to be solid first. And we was, from the formation change about, I think it was about 40 minutes in, we was much better.
Sometimes small fractions in it which decide games, which are so tight, and they're scrapping for their lives. Of course, there was that Conor Hourihan free kick just after the break, which might have brought about a winner. Terrific save from their goalkeeper as well.
Yeah, it was a great save, and both goalkeepers were excellent today, I thought. And but it was a hard fought game. It was a 0-0, but it still had that bit of excitement. Of course, there was a sending off, which I'm told, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm told probably shouldn't have been. So we'll have to look at that and see.
He didn't look best pleased about the decision himself, Lee, I have to say. Milan Lalkovic came off, he was furious.
I think Milan felt it was the other way. So we'll have to look at it, like I say, I'm not sure. However, do you know what I mean? I don't know where we are in the league, I haven't looked, but I think that's a decent point. Of course, we'd like to win the game. We've got some tough games coming up, and we do need to up it a little bit in certain areas. But we've been solid again. Another clean sheet, many positives, and that's four good points, really, in the last two games.
Well, 6 out of 7 clean sheets for Adam Davies, who made 3 fantastic saves tonight.
Yeah, he did. He was superb today, and he was certainly man of the match. And it's never good to say that your goalkeeper's man of the match, but we have to be fair and give him the credit. He's come in, done very well. It was an excellent acquisition for a number two, if you like, in League One. And listen, he's proven himself as a number one on merit.
Sam Winnell as well, brought back into the side as well. It's been a bit of a frustrating stop-start season for him, now finally over his hamstring problem. How did you think he did tonight?
I thought he was good. I thought he was very good. I thought he'd done a job for the team. I've said, like, it's not ideal, of course, having Sam there. And this is a dilemma. You want to get two up front. What do you play? Do you play the 4-4-2, which looks like it could be a little bit rigid? Do you play the diamond, which I like the diamond, but you've got to have real attacking fullbacks to give you the height and width to play the diamond? And this is what I get paid to do, make decisions. Sometimes I'll get them right, sometimes I'll get them wrong. But hopefully, the more I get to know the players, the more I understand the strengths and weaknesses, And I thought mentally we were quite strong today, and that's a good sign, because maybe previous Barnsley teams may have crumbled under that sort of pressure, but we kept going, we kept trying to get on the ball, and we kept trying to do the right thing, so credit.
And on the positives, looking ahead, three more big tests before the end of March. You've got Bristol City, Preston on Saturday, of course, and then a bit of a local one, Sheffield United. All big games to look forward to. Plenty of positives.
Yeah, brilliant games. Do you know what I mean? They're the games you want to be involved in as a footballer and as a manager. Big crowds, you know what I mean? We're up there. Everybody's getting excited, which is great. The fans have clapped the boys off today. They've been fantastic. And to make the journey on a Tuesday night, you know, I'm sure that they've got work and had to forsake sort of probably hours at work and finances to come down. So thank you very much to the support we got from them. And like, we kick on. It's nine games left now, and we're in the mix. Brilliant.
Just unable to get that match, that 1955 record, but I think not a bad point in the end.
Yeah, I did say before the game, go on then, go and be history makers. But like I say, listen, we have to take... Sometimes you have to look at the big picture in the playoffs, I think, now, so I've just been told. And like I say, seven games unbeaten and ready to go again.
Thanks, Lee. Thank you.